Europe is set to get an anti-terrorism chief. Today, a special session of European Union justice and interior ministers endorsed the new position as one way to help prevent attacks like last week's train bombing in Spain. The ministers tried to come up with ways to better share intelligence without creating more bureaucracy. From Brussels, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The ministers came together to fight the cancer of terror, as Irish Justice Minister Michael McDowell put it. A cancer that, when it struck Madrid, he said, hit all of Europe.
Our purpose is to demonstrate that the terrorist will not succeed in overturning the hard-won liberties that light the way for all the nations of the Union and which make us masters of our own destiny and, in many respects, the envy of the world.
But those in attendance know inspiring words will count for little unless something gets done. David Blunkett, representing the UK at the meeting, said finishing up previously adopted counter-terrorism plans is crucial.
Our position is this, that we don't want new institutions, we want action. We want action on those measures that have already been agreed across the European Union.
The ministers came up with deadlines, June for countries to finish implementing measures approved after the September 11th attacks, December for an agreement on sharing information about terrorist convictions. Antonio Vitorino, the European Commissioner in charge of Justice and Interior Affairs, said building trust among national intelligence services is vital to increasing the amount and quality of shared information. And that's the best way, he said, to prevent terrorist attacks.
That's why we endorse the idea of having more close cooperation between the police forces, the judicial forces, and the intelligence services of the member states, and having more share of operational intelligence at European level so that we can be more efficient in the fight against terrorism.
But exactly how to get that cooperation is still an open question. A Belgian and Austrian proposal for a so-called European CIA was shot down by bigger countries. France and the UK, for two, felt more comfortable with some type of clearinghouse. Ministers also agreed to speed up using biometric identifiers for visas and other documents, and to make sure all European Union countries save data about phone calls and internet use for the same period of time for law enforcement purposes. That could raise the specter of privacy concerns, concerns the Irish Justice Minister dismissed.
If we want to retain data so that we can check afterwards, as has been the case, as I understand, in Madrid, and was certainly the case in the horrific OMA bombing in Ireland, these measures are essential to the proper investigation of these cases, and we can't have a situation where one country says, well, we don't do that kind of thing.
Everything endorsed today will be discussed by European foreign ministers on Monday. At the end of next week, EU heads of government are expected to approve a new anti-terrorism action plan. Officials called the proposals comprehensive, but acknowledged significant changes will take time. Terrorism works by creating fear, one said, something a meeting of ministers alone can't put to rest. Emily Harris, NPR News, Brussels.